Good morning again. You heard my heart speed up. Yeah, you know you are blessed. You know why? Because, and this is my first time speaking English and preaching the sermon. You might need to help me. I will speak the Chinglish, you will help me the English, okay? I live a bit north, but I know the Holy Spirit be with us, leading us. We can understand each other. It's not in the give the sermon, and I'm not preaching. Actually, I want to share it. And I share the God's story through the Bible, and we can learn together. So thanks, and Linda, and read the scripture for us. That's a nice and story we can learn today. This story in the Exodus chapter 3 tells about how God meets Moses in his life. I believe that Moses never thought that God would come to him and had the ministry for him because he has made some mistake in his life for early years. It is safe to say that everyone, me and you and everybody, have made the mistakes in our life, most of us. If possible, we would go back in time and change those mistakes. And everybody may be thinking back your life, saying, I hope I didn't do the mistakes in my life before, but we did. We want to go back to change, to remove this mistake. I think Moses also have same feeling. As we come to the Exodus chapter 3, I believe we will see that for 40 years, Moses and the foolish decision has been haunting him right now. Do you know what's the age for him for right now in this story? 8 years old. He is 8 years old. That's for the story we will share about today. So what we learned, what this story we're teaching us for today. First, we see God meets Moses in his daily life and routine. In the beginning of the chapter, the verses 1, they told Moses was a shepherd for his father-in-law. He went to the desert, he shepherded these sheep. It was just normal day for him. Moses had no idea what the day had in store for him. There was no message in these clouds, no rock slide, no thunder, and no lightning. There was no hint that his life was going to change. It was just a normal day. Moses might never think that some important things will happen in his life, and it will change. Totally changed his life into a new journey because this is just a normal day for him. So here is the point. Here is the point. When God leads you into a ministry, it happens on ordinary day, just normal day. It is interesting that when revival comes, it arrives on ordinary day. You might have been praying for it, but when it comes, it always takes you by surprise. Today, your life can be transformed by God. Your life can be transformed by God. He might call you at the point in your life. He will call you at work, at school. Maybe you clean the house, working in the garden, or maybe just relaxing. Therefore, we have to be aware of God. God's call you. It can happen anytime in our life. Did you never think about that? Second, God will call Moses' name with a gentle, small voice. When we look at the verses 4 in chapter 3, God called him Moses, Moses. God is not going to shout out. He speaks in the small, the gentle voice. God didn't say to Moses, "Hey, you there?" God said, "Moses, Moses." Do you never think God is coming down from heaven to the Moses, called him by his name? If today someone in the high position and through all the congregations come on, just come to you to say, to call your name, what do you think about that? I remember when I was in the first year come here, I joined the Park Street church service in the morning. My English now was not good enough. I always sit back there by the corner. One day after church service, the pastor Arden straight came to me. He came to me in front of me, he said, "Dolly, happy birthday." That moment, I was so touched by he called my name, Dolly. He knows me. How many people in the church? He came to me, he called my name. Even past 10 years, I still remember the moment. My heart was touched by he called my name. So in this story, God came from heaven to Moses. He called Moses' name, Moses, Moses. It means that God knew Moses very well. God knew his life, struggles, and disappointment. God wanted Moses to know that even he feels like he is not good enough, God says that he is enough. God said, he is enough. God loved him and called him for his ministry. God does not choose the perfect people. He chooses those who are obedient to him. Let's see and what the Moses reply. He says, "Here I am. Here I am." Now, if God had called Moses 40 years early, do you know what's happened there? Moses would have said, "I knew God would call me. After all, I am the champion of the Egypt. I am the hero of this land. God, I can do this job." I knew Egyptian and Hebrew. I have been trained as a prince. I will own battle against our enemy, God. It is about time that you called. But now, Moses just said one word in Hebrew, Anai. That means here I am. Just one word. His obedience to God. Here is the point. Once God saw the breaking Moses' folks, God spoke to him. Take time for God to speak to you today. We are in such a quick pace. The get it done routine. No wonder we cannot really hear from God. It is as if God has to take a number. Even in our private prayer life, you only ask God to do things for yourself. This happens in our life. Often we find ourselves just going about our own business rather than wanting to spend time with God. We tend to just do what we want when we want it. Our relationship with God becomes just a bunch of rules that we use for our own agenda. Let's take a time to hear that God is saying to you, to us, God will call your name by individual, only your name. Then, through this story, we also see that God gave Moses a ministry to lead his people to be free. Some of you are convinced that because your past, you will not be used by God. And if you are used of God, you are convinced that it will be in limited sense. When we look back the chapter 3, the verses 7, 8, and 10, Moses might have been thinking, God, you really want to send me? Wait a minute. Don't you remember? I'm the one who messed up everything. Don't you remember? God said, I never forget you. I have been training you for you all the time. Moses says, but God, I'm the one who blew it. God says, and you're also the one who has been forgiven. Moses must be completely shocked that God wants to send him. That's a surprise. God had a plan. Before Moses was even born, God saved his life and prepared him. Even when he was in Egypt, he was a prince. God saw him as his Israelite, the one who belonged to God. God did not call him when he was a prince. God called him. He was nothing in this time when he was old age, 80 years old. I remember from when God called me the first time and become the church, the minister. I had to preach in like today, preaching English the first time. One of my friends, she joked with me, she said, Dolly, I will see you and how you and scared. I said, yeah, you were see me, my legs shaking. She said, no, I'm not see you and the leg shaking. I will see you and the lips shaking because you and behind the desk, I cannot see the legs. So I remember that time God called me. I always ask God, no, I'm not in front of people. I'm not good talking. Yes, in that time, I'm so shy to speak in front of people. My face will turn red. My heart speed up. I speak like shaking. But God used me. I told God I'm good at communicating with people one by one. Or I can clean the church. I can be the good work. God said, no. God not use our, we think, we're how good at that part. God will use our weak part, because that's God will be here, not me, not Dolly here. Moses had his eyes only on his weakness. So he questioned his and confidence in serving God. When we look at the verses 11, but Moses said, God, who am I that I should go to the Pharaohs and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Who am I? If you have failed, the tendency is to resist the call of God. Moses said, who am I? What Moses did not realize was that he was just like the burning bush. There were thousands of the burning bush, but that makes the burning bush so special that God is in it. And do you know what makes you so special? It is that God is in you. God is in you. His presence dwells in you, a normal person living in the everyday life. We have to know the call is not about us. It's God called us. God is the center of the call. God come to you to call you by your name. It is about God. Let us not focus on what the call can do for us, but keep our eyes on the Most High God. It's about God. Then through this story, we see how God promised Moses to be with him. God promised Moses he will be with him. God is saying, I will provide my faithfulness to you, Moses. You will be free to bring the people out of Egypt, and they will worship God right here at this burning bush, in this holy place. God promised Moses. God not only promised about Moses he will be with him, also God explaining his name to Moses. Through that, God wants to build Moses' faith on him, want Moses to know he is a God. He can protect him. He can do everything for him. When he is going to the ministry, he is always be there with him.
Moses said, is saying, people will ask me questions that I cannot answer. Lord, if I take the job, I will not have all the answers. What will I say? Then they ask me those questions. This was an excuse that stemmed from fear. Do you have fear when you failed for your life? When God called you again to serve him? You say, no, it's not me. I cannot do that because you failed. You have failed in your life. So Moses in here, he has failed too. But God told him, in this words, he said, I am who I am. That's God's name. God explained his name to him. I am who I am. What is God saying to Moses? Moses, you may not have all the answers, but you have all of me. I am will be with you. There will be times in your life where not have all the answers from God. People will ask you questions that you will not be able to answer. People will see the mistakes in your life. People will find out that you're human. That's when you fall back on God, that I am is with you. What we learn from this story for both sides, for God's response, when God called Moses, God today called you, God is the center of the call, but not us, not you, not me, it's God. God has a ministry for the benefits of his kingdom. He promised that he will be with us forever if you follow his call. There is no fear in him because he says, I am who I am. Look another sign, what's Moses' response? What we can learn from him as a good example for us. Moses seeks God, that is his turning point. Do you remember in the story? The Moses, as a normal day, just goes to the desert to shepherd the sheep there. He may be sitting somewhere. Suddenly, he saw the burning bush there. And maybe in today, our life, something happened there. Do you focus on that? Or maybe we just ignore that. Or we just walk past that. But Moses didn't. He was see something special happens there, the burning bush. And he turned back to getting close to this burning bush. That's a turning point. And Moses said, obedience to God. Obey to God's call. Here I am. He works with God. They are partnership together in the call that God gave him the ministry. So, how does this message impact us today? God help has a plan in my life, in your life, in everybody's lives. We need to trust God. We need to trust in God. God calls us. He already provided everything for us. Are we ready for this brave journey with God? Are you ready to go with God for this new journey? As God's people, What can we do? We need to respond to God's call. God's plan cannot be stopped by you, me, or anybody if you don't respond to Him. He will call others to replace your call. But we will lose the chance to serve God. God will use another people. Through the Bible, there are many and the people was called by God. And what their response? Let's look at that. In the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 6, 6 to 8. When God called Isaiah, "Who shall I send? And who will go for us?" And Isaiah said, "Here am I. Send me." Also in the New Testament, in the John chapter 2, Jesus called Peter 3 times and then restores him. When Jesus called Peter in that time, he asked Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Follow me." Also today, God and called everybody who is God's children, the disciples. In Matthew chapter 28, the verses 18 to 20, I think everybody knows the Great Commission. "Go and make disciples of all nations. Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." When you follow His call, He promised you He will bless you to the end of the age. He'll always be there with you. This is for this story we learned today. And the reflection back to my own story. I feel sometimes I'm as Moses, as Abraham. God called me and from my hometown. It's far away, the small hometown like Ashland. And to leaving my parents, friends, the place I really know, and to a big city. I was afraid. But I followed God's call. But God called me one day when I was in the church. One of the preacher preaching in the Isaiah chapter 6 and 6, verses 6 to 8. That's also it's my call too. When they're preaching, I said, "God, here am I, sending me." God heard that. God called me. Then I lived in my hometown. I left my friends, family. I went to the big city, Beijing. Then God called me again and come over sit here to Ashland. That was a scary journey in that time. Our family not rich. I get married when I'm leaving. That even when I leave in that moment, in my bank account, they only have the 1,000 the Chinese money there. That's not a lot. Then how much money I bring with me that time? $300 in my pocket. That's only I have. When I came here, I live in it for 10 years. I never lack anything. And my fridge always full of the food. And the students now, they are coming, "Hi, Dolly, do you have food? Just come over." My door never locked. "The fridge have lots of food, you can eat." God really blesses me. When God called me, He and blesses me, He always be with me. Doesn't matter I go through the good or bad situation, the good or bad time, God is always here with me. Now, we are in the new journey. We all were called by God, go to a new journey. I believe that God will keep his promise and continue to bless this Chinese ministry, bless our church, bless the First Presbyterian Church, because we will work together for God. We have ministry together for God. Just like how God called Moses when he was no one to lend to his people out of the bondage and through the Red Sea to freedom. I feel like God called me to come to the Ashland and help lead this Chinese and Ashland community into the free land to him, in him. God does not just call only me, but all of his children, including you, all of you, the body of Christ. God calls you into the ministry for his kingdom. I feel so honored to be here today in partnership with this church. Let us know, or let us work together for this ministry today. Through the answering the call of the God, through the answering the call to ministry, God will transform your life. Are you ready? Are you ready to answer God's call today? Did you hear God call you today? Let's pray. Holy, holy, holy. High, mighty God, we come to you. We want to be here to answer your call. Here am I, send me. God called everybody in their name during their daily life. Let them answer you. They are ready to take the ministry with you for your kingdom. God, we come to hear, to ask you blessings to these people, your children, the body of Christ. I know it's hard for us to answer sometimes because we have the fear in our heart. But you are, God, you are good. You are good all the time. Through many years of our life, we know you are here. Blessings these people, they're the family. Let me work together. Let's work together for you. We know you are here. Your spirit, the Holy Spirit, will leading us. There's no fear in you. We ask God in this time, blessing out the people, healing, may your healing be with them, provide everything they need, renew our life. We are here, sending me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.